Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, the Church celebrates the most holy name of Mary. And from Jamaica, we hear from Father Bede Mullins. Father Bede works in Kingston as a school teacher, university chaplain, and master of pre-novices. His preaching today is entitled Good Company.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? The word of the Lord. Elsewhere in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul quotes a saying, "Bad company ruins good character." The same reasoning underpins so much of the preoccupation we find across the New Testament with table fellowship, the choice of people to eat with. The Pharisees and others refused to eat with tax collectors or the ritually impure as a form of self-protection. They did not themselves want to contract sin or impurity in the sight of God. Even today, there may be people we do not wish to be associated with, people who we think might bring down the tone or taint us by their presence, people whom we deem vulgar, people with what we consider unacceptable opinions, people who have betrayed oneself or one's friends. If any shared meal establishes a bond of connection, how much more a sacrificial meal, in which the company kept is not merely with humans, but with spirits or even God? If we would shun the company of a rotten neighbour, how much more should we shun the company of demons? Whether or not these things exist, Paul wishes to say, the rites practiced in their honour do have an intended meaning. We should not sign ourselves up among the ranks of the faithless, who carry on worshipping empty idols, as if we had not now been enlisted in the service of the true and living God. While Paul insists that Christians should not take part in sacrifices to idols, he does not mean to say, what some Pharisees may have additionally insisted, that Christians should not mingle at all with those who worship idols. He does not mean to say we should not keep company at all with those who have not yet come to faith. In a bustling city like Corinth, this would in any case be a hard ask, but there's a further apostolic reason why we should continue to mingle, and indeed to make as good an impression as we can on our non-believing neighbours. If bad company can corrupt good character, presumably good company can mellow bad character. Christ kept company with tax collectors and sinners, and some at least were transformed by the acquaintance. Today the Church invites us to call on the holy name of Mary. When we join ourselves in communion with the body and blood of Christ, we are joined in communion with all who partake, for though there are many of us, we form a single body. The good company we keep is not just with Christ himself, the source of all our goodness and holiness, but with Christ's saints, those whose lives have been transformed by him in one measure or another. Let us not be afraid to look to them and call upon them in our communion as friends and relations who will help us grow up to the full measure intended for us in Christ. Let them be a good influence on us. Mary, chiefly, is the fellow disciple whose life has been most profoundly shaped and marked by Christ's presence. Even before she conceived him in her womb, she had conceived him by faith. And even before she herself was conceived, she was defined by his grace. As Christ gave his body for all of us, so Mary gave of her body for him. Let us remember that it is through Mary we are able to keep company with the Saviour of the world. And let us not be afraid to draw closer to him by taking Mary for our mother also. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.